Nixon wants the chairman of the Missouri Housing Development Commission to keep the commission staff from issuing $4 million in additional tax credits to Gundaker Commercial Group, which is developing a project in O'Fallon that has used undocumented workers. He says the commission has never approved the $4 million in additional tax breaks. Nixon's representative on the commission, former state senator and former circuit judge Jeff Shapercotter, does not know who came up with the plan.
Information that we have indicates that staff was involved in this, in the development of this plan, but also that staff wasn't going to proceed with the plan without approval by the chairman.
The chairman at the time was State Treasurer Sarah Steelman. Shapercotter says a top aide of Governor Blunt, Rob Monsess, also knew about it. Shapercotter knows some will dismiss the situation as just more political wrangling between Nixon and Blunt, but it's more than that.
We're talking about a serious commitment of state resources to a project that has been one of the worst in the use of undocumented workers that I think we've ever seen.
Neither Steelman nor Ballman was available to answer questions. Bob Priddy, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.